A Wedding in Disguise, A Good Omens Crackpot Fic, written by Shamil and read by Jab. For the prompt, weddings. Crowley was quite proud of himself as he walked down the aisle. The wedding dress he'd conjured for himself had a scandalous low back that almost bared his butt crack and was sure to be turning heads. It was very tied around his hips, leaving nothing to the imagination, and framed his pert ass perfectly. Pippa Middleton who? If he was going to get married, he had to do it with style. Of course, he was only taking part in this because he was a demon, an evil, mischievous entity with a quota to fill. It had nothing to do with a woman in a wedding dress sobbing her eyes out just outside the church. It had exactly zero to do with how she'd begged him to rescue her, telling him she'd rushed into this wedding and absolutely didn't want to go through with it. Silly human, didn't she realize she was talking to one of hell's most esteemed agents? A malevolent demon with tremendous dangerous powers? Either way, he'd sent her on a tropical holiday and stepped into her shoes. Literally. He stared at the floor and reveled in people's gasp as he walked through the church. He'd cursed his shoes to withstand holy ground, but it still stung like a bitch through his Louboutins. So he really hoped this would turn out to be as fun as he imagined. He arrived at the altar, and the music ended. The priest began his speech, and Crowley focused on the shoes of his betrothed. Polished, vintage, not too bad. Then raised his gaze to the man's hands, and his heart skipped a beat. There was only one person who owned that signet ring and wore it on his little finger. He looked up and, sure enough, Aziraphale was staring at him, a confused expression on his face. "What are you doing here?" Crowley hiss whispered at him.
"Why, I could ask you the same."
The angel's gaze dropped to Crowley's painted lips and back up again.
"Man stumbled into my bookshop this morning, already drunk at barely 9 o'clock. He kept talking about how it was too late to call off his wedding, and how desperately he didn't want to get married, and I took pity on him, I suppose. And my books. He was crying all over my chaussures."
"So you decided to get married in his place? Good thinking, Aziraphale."
"He promised me the banquet was going to be exceptional. Besides, you know very well human contracts cannot bind an angel. And what do you think you're doing here? Aren't your feet on fire?"
The priest cleared his throat and shot them a glare. He was not used to couples whispering so much during the ceremony. Crowley bared his upper teeth at him before turning back toward Aziraphale. "Yeah, they hurt."
"I doubt the 5-inch heel is helping."
"Oh, do shut up." They stood in silence for a moment, which gave Crowley the chance to notice the guests had all started muttering. They were checking their phones and looking around confusedly. Of course, they must be assuming they got the wrong wedding altogether, since nobody knew either the groom or the bride. What an egregious mess. Crowley shifted his weight from one foot to the other. It was really starting to burn. "Can we speed it up a little, pal?" he asked the priest.
"Pal?"
the bewildered old man babbled.
"Dear boy," Aziraphale cut in, "we would truly appreciate if you could get to the point already."
In 50 years of service, Father Emmanuel had never been called a dear boy. He blinked at them and decided he might as well comply. After all, he'd rarely seen a couple with such explosive explosive chemistry. These two were obviously perfect for each other.
Because...
There was a pause as he squinted at them and realized he didn't even know their names.
Because these two people here exchanged their vows before God and these witnesses, because they pledge their commitment to each other and declare the same by joining hands and by exchanging rings, I now pronounce them husband and wife. Those whom God hath joined, let no one put asunder.
Is this the part where I kiss the bride? Aziraphil asked, a little too excitedly. Crowley felt his ears burn.
The priest shrugged, looking up to the heavens, possibly asking the Almighty to bless him with more patience.
Sure. Crowley realized what was happening only once his shoes were already dangling off his toes. Aziraphil had lifted him off the ground, a solid arm under Crowley's thighs and the other around his back.
Your feet were hurting, Aziraphil explained, having the decency to blush.
Crowley tossed his bouquet behind him, hit a bridesmaid square in the face, and threw his arms around his ridiculous angel, kissing him ways that were not at all appropriate for a house of God.